Hello. You're listening to Academic Writing Podcast.
Brought to you by the Higher School of Economics.
I'm Jana.
And I'm Yamani.
Today we will talk about key verbs in academic speech.
The first verb is to discuss.
To discuss means to talk about or to investigate.
If you said, this paper will discuss the interaction between news reports and public perceptions of vaccination, you would be talking about a paper that talks about the pros and cons of this topic and discusses them.
Another example is, in this introductory part of the article, we discuss the validity of the models.
Again, that's to discuss.
Number two, to investigate.
To investigate means to study through close examination. So you could say the authors investigate the roles of genetic and environmental factors in child development. And this means that they looked at various different ways that genetics and environment interact in development.
Actually, they have some field research and they will do some tests and they will go in depth of the libraries and read lots of books. And this will be called investigation.
It means that they're being very, very thorough about looking at an issue.
Another example is, this paper investigates factors contributing to the global warming.
Again, that's investigate. The third verb is to consider.
To consider means to think about carefully or take into account.
This study considers the role of social networking in recent graduates' job searches.
Hey, Mani, have you considered changing a job?
I have considered using social networking to change my job.
Oh, great. A full faculty considers the implications for legal education.
This means that the topic that the full faculty is discussing is the impact of legal education.
Again, this was to consider. The fourth, to conduct.
To conduct means to direct the operation or management of something.
We plan to conduct a study of undergraduate students in 15 Russian universities.
And this means that the researchers are planning to write a survey instrument and do some type of research on undergraduate students in the Russian universities.
To conduct a study means basically to do a study.
Right. You could also say a U.S. organization set up in 1984 conducted research into whether life exists outside of the Earth.
Yeah, they're probably willing to find some aliens.
Sounds like it.
Again, this was to conduct.
Number five is to illustrate.
To illustrate means to draw or to paint or to doodle. Or to use visual materials for your academic research.
It also could mean when you were sort of figuratively painting a picture by using a really clear example in your writing.
Yeah, in academic sense, this means to give some clear example. Not giving visuals, but explaining something, giving some clear explanation.
So in this podcast, we illustrate academic vocabulary words with explanatory sentences.
Another example is, last year's sales figures are illustrated in figure 2.
And this could mean that they used a graph or chart to draw out what they meant by the data.
Again, to illustrate.
Number 6 is to calculate.
To calculate means determined by mathematical process or designed for a specific purpose.
So, students' grades are calculated by using weighted averages.
And this means that they probably took some calculators or used their laptops and did some calculations.
You could say, at present, it's impossible to calculate objectively the total demand for the product, and that just means that it would be really difficult to use math to figure out exactly what the demand is.
Again, to calculate.
Number seven. To examine.
To examine means to inspect closely, to pay attention to something and examine it.
Her paper examines the legacy of colonialism in India, which means that colonialism is the main topic of her paper.
A good noun for this would be examination. Again, to examine. Number 8 is identify.
To identify means to establish the identity of something, to recognize something, or to find or discover something. Is it possible to identify the problem?
It means, is it possible to find the problem, to say what the problem is? Again, to identify.
Number 9 is to support.
To support means to assist, or simply to help.
The data support current concerns about global climate change.
And this means that the data helps us understand or prove current concerns about global climate change.
You could also say these measures are strongly supported by environmental groups, which means that the people in these groups think that the measures are a good idea and lend their assistance to it.
To support. Number 10, surprisingly, to challenge.
To challenge means to dispute or to question whether a statement or action is right. It means to refuse to accept something.
New findings challenge our assumptions about the city's population growth trends.
And this means that what we used to believe isn't necessarily true, that the more recent research changes the way that we believe.
We've been thinking that Moscow is growing very fast. And new findings challenge this idea, and they show that Moscow is growing super fast.
Again, that's to challenge. Number 11, to provide.
To provide means to supply or make something available. It also means to give something to somebody or make it available for them to use.
So you might say that here we provide a summary of the relevant literature. Or you could say this article provides accurate forecasts and clear explanations.
This means that we've written about forecasts and clear explanations, so you can read about it in our article.
And basically that it does a good job of explaining.
Again, to provide.
Number 12, to establish.
To establish means to bring about or cause.
Many factors of agricultural production establish food prices.
And this means that there are different factors which influence food prices and actually set them.
You could also say that it is well established that domestic migration contributes to Moscow's population growth. Again, that was to establish.
And now you'll hear the same phrases given to you in context.
International experts calculate that over 3 billion people live on less than $2.50 a day. Pralahad, Hart, and London investigate the bottom of the pyramid, a term describing this extremely low-income half of the world's population. The authors provide evidence that quality of life for the bottom of the pyramid could improve if governments and corporations considered these individuals as an untapped market of consumers, innovators, and potential employees. Their research illustrates this claim by examining the growth of microfinance and community-partnered product development. Pralahad's book, The Fortune at the Bottom of the Pyramid, identifies this group as the world's most exciting and fastest-growing market, and discusses the business case for corporations to prioritize the bottom of the pyramid as future customers and business partners. Although traditional business models challenge these theories, a wealth of data support business and governmental attention to the bottom of the pyramid. Now we'll hear the words one by one in context.
National experts calculate that over 3 billion people live on less than $2 per day.
So in this context, the word calculate means that the experts did a bunch of math and found out that this was the number of people living on this amount, adjusting for different currencies.
A group of researchers investigate the bottom of the pyramid.
So investigate, again, means to take a look at or to talk about the topic of the bottom of the pyramid. The authors provide evidence that quality of life could improve.
Provide evidence means give evidence. Governments and corporations should consider these individuals as an untapped market of consumers.
So this means that currently governments and corporations don't think of the bottom of the pyramid as consumers, but they should. Their research examines the growth of microfinance and community-partnered product development.
This problem means that the researchers went into some field work and testing, and they had some calculations, and eventually they examined the growth of microfinance, and they tested it with their theories and probably some computer programs. Traditional business models challenge these theories.
So here, challenge means that what we used to think about how business should operate does not support the theories that Prahlad and the other authors have.
And now you will hear today's phrases one by one.
To discuss.
To investigate.
To consider.
To conduct.
To illustrate.
To calculate.
To examine.
To identify.
To support.
To challenge.
To provide. Thanks for listening to the Academic Writing Podcast.
You've heard different voices. One of them is mine, and my name is Jenna.
And the other one is mine, and I'm Imani.
Tell your friends.
Oh, Chechanya. My sweet Chechanya. Honey, California.